أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, back to Quran City. And today we will look at the last of the chapters that begin with Subhan, which is the declaration of the perfection of the Creator. Just a little bit of a recap. Subhan is from Sabaha, which is to swim or float or maintain a balance. And that's where tasbih comes from. See, when you look at a painting, you recognize the talent of the painter. That's how it works. So here it's literally look at creation and then understand and declare the perfection of the Creator. Declare it, you know, just shout it out from the rooftops. That's what tasbih is about. And every creation has been granted the ability to declare his perfection. And the way you declare it is not just by saying it, but by being the best that one can be. And that's the dua of Imam Ali when he says, Ilahi, kafa bi izzan an akuna laka abdan. Oh my God, it's sufficient pride for me that I am your abd, I am your slave. وَكَفَى بِفَخْرًا أَن تَكُونَ لِي رَبًّا. And it is sufficient honor for me that you are my Rabb. أَنْتَ كَمَا أُحِبْ. You are exactly as I would love you to be. فَاجْعَلْنِي كَمَا تَحِبْ. Make me as you would love me to be. That in essence is how we declare his perfection. So back to Suratul A'la. It is known as the favorite surah of the Prophet. A Makki surah, let's look at its focus. So the focus of this surah actually revolves around two orders. Sabbih, which is declare the perfection of your Creator. And the second one is Dhakir, and that is to the Prophet. Remind the human being of his awesomeness, of his being able to reach his full potential by connecting to divinity and following divine guidance. And the entire life of the Prophet is based on these two orders. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, if you knew the blessings of the surah, every person would recite it at least 10 times daily. When the first ayah was revealed, which is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la, immediately the Prophet said, Ij'alu fi sujudikum, put this ayah in your sujood. And that is why we say, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la wa bihamdi. And similarly, when the last ayah of Surah Al-Waqiyah, surah number 56, and this is ayah 96, was revealed, which is فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ, immediately the Prophet said, اِجْعَلُوا فِي رُكُوِكُمْ, and that's why we say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ وَبِحَمْدِ. We've divided the surah into four sections. And the first section is ayah 1 to 5, which starts off with the order سَبِّحْ, declare his perfection. So it's an order from Allah to declare his perfection whilst reflecting on the perfection of creation and the inbuilt guidance that each human being has been given to reach his or her full potential. See, he says, Alladhi khalaqa fasawa, he created and then he balanced. Sawa sawa is a Swahili word, which perfected. Walladhi qaddara fahada. Then each creation was planned, thought through to every last detail and guided to his or her full potential, to that which was planned for him. In Surah Taha, ayah 49, when Fir'aun asks Musa, فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى, who is your Rabb, O Musa? Musa answers in ayah 50, رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْتَى قُلَّ شَيْنْ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ حَدَى. Our Rabb is he who gave everything its creation, then guided it to its goal. The second section revolves around ayah 9, where Allah says, فَذَكِّرْ, it's an order, remind them, enough at the dhikra, there is benefit in reminder. And here it talks about the mission of the Prophet, which is summarized in that one sentence, remind the purpose of life, to reach your full potential through divine guidance. And the section also talks about how the mission of the Prophet is facilitated by divinity. Now the third section contrasts those who take heed of the divine message and those who will turn away or run away from it. So it actually tells you about success and failure, divine success and divine failure. It makes a statement to say that the hereafter is better and more permanent. And the reason why you run away from divine guidance is because you prefer, or rather you do not see, beyond the life of the world. He says in Ayah 16, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. You prefer the life of the world. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَعَبْكَ. The hereafter is better and more lasting. The consequences of moving away from divine guidance are mentioned as a fire and agitation that Allah says you will not live or die in it, because we create this consequence as constant agitation in the dunya and thus reflected in the akhirah. Those who have recognized divine guidance, he says, they purify themselves. They figure out a direction of their lives through the attributes of divinity. They understand the Prophet saying, تَخَلُّكُ بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adopt in yourself the attributes of Allah. And finally, فَصَلَّى. They pray. They connect through to divinity all the time. And the greatest connection is through salah. And last of all, the last section. This is nothing new. It's a timeless universal message. The core message has been in the earlier scriptures too. Declare the perfection of Allah by being the best that you can be. And then be mindful of the hereafter and reach your full potential by obeying the messenger. In essence, it's Tawheed, it's Risala, and it's Qiyamah. And before I end, recite the surah for memory retention, for relief of ear pain, for entry through any door of Jannah, and for safety on a journey. It's a phenomenal surah. You know, the surah before it is called Tariq, which is the highest star, the most impressive star in the universe. And here Allah is actually saying, your Rabb is even higher than the highest thing you can imagine. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq to be able to reach our full potential through divine guidance. So when the angel of death comes and says, time up, we can say, thank you for life. I did my best to leave the world a better place than the one in which I was born into. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.